Hey friends, if you love this episode or you're a fan of the Bubble Lounge podcast, follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just tap the follow button at the top of the screen if you're a fan of the Bubble Lounge. And even better, send me a text message with the word bubble to 469-757-2500. Just open your messages, type in my number 469-757-2500 with the message bubble. Once you send me a text, I will add you to our list and send you a text message whenever a new episode is published. So follow us on Apple Podcasts and make sure to send me a text so you'll never miss an episode. Welcome to the Bubble Lounge. I'm Martha Jackson.
And I'm Nellie Shudo.
And we have some exciting news. There's always something going on in town. And coming up is the 56th annual family night at Six Flags.
And we both have happy memories from going there.
Yes, we do. We both of us went and took our kids when they were younger. I still have a teenager at home. I have a feeling he's going to want to go with his friends again.
Probably without you. Without you.
Definitely without me. Yeah, he wants nothing to do with me now. So we are super excited to have Holly Lawrence join us today with the Women's Auxiliary to Children's Medical Center of Dallas.
And it's all for a good cause because they're helping children who are in the hospital. They do so many great things, including bringing pets in, et cetera. And they have a couple honorees this year
who will be there. It's just such an amazing organization. You know, March is Women's History Month. And so we wanted to focus on an organization that was a team of ladies. This is almost 1,000 women that make up this organization, and they do so much good for Children's Hospital all year long.
And if you go that night, I guarantee you're going to run into somebody you know.
You will see everyone that you know from the neighborhood, and it's a great night to go out there. It's not quite as crowded as it normally would be.
And tickets are on sale now for $50, but you can also do the VIP angle, which I wish I had done.
I know. I don't know if they offered that back when we used to go. I'm not sure.
But no waiting, special parking, meals, cocktails, the whole thing.
Yes, special areas. Who doesn't want that? So on today's show, not only do we have the president, Holly Lawrence, we also have the co-chairs.
Yes, for Family Night at Six Flags, we've got Adrian Crossland, Megan Filgo, Kelsey Cody, and Kristen Mitchell.
This episode sponsored by Stuart Arango Oral Surgery. Learn more at saoralsurgeons.com. And Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. Learn more at kathylwall.com. Holly, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you both for having me. It's such a joy to be here.
Well, we have so many happy memories of the big night out for the auxiliary, you know, so we just wanted to hear a little bit about it.
Yeah, no, the Women's Auxiliary, it's been around since back 1960s, and it's a group of women that really, all of our efforts are to help make life better for children, and through that and through our fundraising and different events throughout the year, we really just raise money throughout the year to then be able to give directly back to the hospital. So it's, you know, there's a lot of different ways we do it, and it's a lot of women that are involved that love giving their time and kind of seeing where we can make a difference.
Well, I'm just so impressed by the amount of activities that you guys have to raise money. I mean, you and I have been talking for months about how we can work together, and we're finally doing it. I'm so excited. And I just was so blown away by how many different things that you have that you do year round.
There's kind of a little bit for everyone. We have a lot of events that involve the kids and children and ways they can get involved, like the Boo yard sign sales in the fall and things like that. And then also, I mean, our biggest event is coming up, which you'll hear more about, but Family Night at Six Flags is our longstanding event. But it's definitely full. It's definitely year round. There's lots of different opportunities and ways that we raise money. So it's not like some groups that have one big event or one big luncheon. We kind of have a number of different things that all contribute to our final numbers.
Well, and how did you get involved initially, and how long has it been?
So I've been involved for a little over 5 years. Mm-hmm. I started out actually just being a member at large, and then I have chaired several of the bigger events. Like I've chaired Family Night at Six Flags, the Boo campaign, and done a few other things. President-elect year, and then this year is my president year. It's been a fabulous year. We have a great board, a lot of people that are involved, help make it all run smoothly.
Well, of all the things you could get involved with in Dallas, you know, Nellie and I talk about this a lot. Like, Dallas is definitely one of the most philanthropic cities out there. Of all the things you could get involved with, why this organization?
I mean, I think the children's part of it. I mean, I think anyone that has kids or you have nieces and nephews, you know someone, it affects everyone across the board. So to be able to be involved in an organization that is so important to everyone, to have good child health care in our community and in our larger community, it really, whether it's my own kids or my nephew or nieces, my nephews that's been at the hospital before, to people that I've never met. I mean, you walk in there and you get an opportunity to be in the hospital, and it's an organization that's really hard to say no to. I mean, it touches everyone's heart. The people that work there, to the foundation team that I work really closely with, I mean, just really making a difference in kids' lives. I mean, no one wants to be at a hospital. So to be able to make any part of their experience more enjoyable, and we're just really thankful that we have that right here in our backyard.
Well, what are some of the things you do in the hospital?
So as a member of the Women's Auxiliary, there's all of our outside events, obviously help raise money that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But being able to get in the hospital, there's several of the events, like we deck the halls over Christmas and they have wreaths that are put up all around the hospital. Do staff appreciation and do all the different departments. We go in like once a month or every other month, and members of the auxiliary go in and get to hear about their jobs and thank them for what they do. There's a Seacrest studio that does a live presentation for the kids in the hospital and is directly live fed to their hospital rooms. Mm-hmm. We've gone in there and done things. So there's any chance I have to get into the hospital is really what pulls at your heartstrings. Mm-hmm. Everything else is great, and it's great for the community. I mean, I think a lot of things about the Women's Auxiliary, not only is it fundraising, but it's also just awareness of the hospital and what services they have, and just a feel-good organization that also we can also give back.
Well, I was just so amazed at the amount of women that are in this group, and so many that we know from our neighborhood and just all over Dallas. And it's just, I think when women come together as a team like this, like they can just make anything and everything happen. And this is like such a perfect example of that.
I mean, really, and that's what's amazing. Like just talking to you about it and kind of our numbers. I mean, we have almost 1,000 members. New members join every year, which helps. I mean, it's definitely is a great way to get involved in something. I mean, a lot of people, whether you have a career and you're working or you are a stay-at-home mom, I mean, I think it could be the time, it could be as much or as little as you want, mm-hmm. which I think is nice about it. You can go all in and have a board position, or you can just be a member and you get information about the hospital. You have opportunities to buy tickets to things first. So I do think it's a great way for people to give back. And there's so many, like you said, there's so many giving hearts, and lots of people have a cause of choice, but for one that affects, like I said, kind of across all demographics, all people, to be able to really touch so many different lives and do this in a fun, cheerful way. And like I said, the whole mission of the Women's Auxiliary, along with the hospital, is to make life better for children. So it's an easy one to give back to.
Well, it isn't. If you want to become a member, I'm asking mm-hmm. you now, because it sounds like a great cause and it sounds like fun. How does one start that?
I mean, really, it's easy. I mean, anyone can be a member. Just join, then you're invited to our general membership meetings. You get newsletters and mailings on all the events coming up. So you can go on the website and mm-hmm. just join. It's $100 to join, or you can become a lifetime member and kind of check that box, and it's $1,000. Mm-hmm. So it's really a minimal contribution to start with. And then from there, it really is what you make of it. And that's what I kind of, my president year, I tried to tell everyone, you could just write your check and come to the events with it fit you, and that's fine. Or if you really want to get involved, we do have a big board, and I think the point of that is we really want people who want to be able to get involved. There's an opportunity to do that. So whether it's through chairing an event or being a member at large or helping on a committee, there's lots of ways to get involved, so you can kind of make it as much or as little as you want. We know everyone's busy. Everyone has lives outside of their community service hours and activities, but I think that's one of the things I like about it is I have some friends who are just members, and that's great. And then I have other friends that I've roped into being on the board and chairing some of the biggest events.
Yeah. So I know you have a lot of events coming up, especially the big Six Flags night, which Martha and I loved when we had little ones.
Yes.
And so what else do you guys do? What do you do with the money? When you raise the money, what are some of the things that you do with it?
We try to be obviously very good stewards of everyone's money and take lots into consideration. We work directly with the hospital and the foundation on their needs. And then from that, we're able to help fund the pet therapy. We do everything from the Child Life Services Department. We help with their efforts that they do. Sometimes they'll say that they need a new machine in the pediatric infant area. And so we'll be able to help fund new machines. We'll also be able to revamp waiting rooms or new TVs in certain areas. I mean, we really look to the hospital to see what their direct needs are. And then we try to make sure we have a committee that then reviews that. And then we make a joint group decision on exactly where every dollar goes.
Well, I just love everything that you guys do. I'm so excited to be working with you. And thank you so much for joining us today.
No, I appreciate you guys. I mean, I'm so excited to join up. And I think we have a lot of mutual friends and colleagues together. So I'm excited to be able to help promote Family Night at Six Flags more, and also just the Women's Auxiliary along with Children's Health.
So next up, we have all the co-chairs for Family Night at Six Flags. I wanted to give a personal thank you to our good friend and show sponsor, Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. We have known Kathy for more than 15 years, and there is no person we trust more when it comes to insurance than Kathy L. Wall. Kathy is always available to help you find the right insurance for your family needs. Whether it's covering your home, auto, or providing a life insurance policy tailored to the unique needs of families in Highland Park. My family trusts Kathy with our insurance, and we hope you will too. Please visit KathyLWall.com to learn more and let her know that Martha from the Bubble Lounge sent you. Finding an oral surgeon is hard enough for yourself, and when it comes to your kids, it can feel impossible. We suggest our friends at Stewart and Orango because from emergencies to wisdom teeth and everything in between, they have you covered. Stewart and Orango are board certified with MDs who specialize in full scope oral, facial, and implant surgeries for both children and adults. Not only is their office state-of-the-art, they lead the industry with the most advanced techniques and procedures. And when it comes to safety, they are pediatric and adult advanced life support certified and use a 3-day local anesthesia, which keeps you comfortable while limiting the use of opioids. Best part is, they're conveniently located at Northwest Highway and Hillcrest Avenue. So if you want the best of Big D caliber oral care, come see the friendly staff at Stewart and Orango. To learn more about them or book your appointment, visit saoralsurgeons.com.
So we have the co-chairs for the Six Flags Family Night. Guys, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Adrienne Crossland.
I'm Kelsey Cody.
I'm Kristen Mitchell.
And I'm Megan Filgo.
Well, what a fun event. Nellie and I have both been in years past, and I still have a teenager at home, so I have a feeling he's going to want to go with his friends again. But I can only imagine all the details you guys have been coordinating for the past year or so, the sponsorships, the guests, all the details coming together. How's it been?
It's been a lot of fun and very fulfilling to put this together, benefiting Children's Medical Center. One of the things we're most excited about is the new VIP sponsorships that gets you into the park a full hour before it opens to everybody else.
Do you get to not stand in line on the rides too?
Yes, there'll be select rides that are open for an hour before everybody else who is general admission comes into the park.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that makes it worth it right there. So I had a question. I always think about when I first sent Charles there without me. Like, I went with him. But what about safety? Like, how can we feel safe about dropping our kids off there?
Well, I think some of us are on that sweet spot of middle school to high school where now we can drop them off. And because it's closed to the general public and open only to ticket holders supporting children's, we feel so comfortable with the kids having a great time with their friends, dropping them off, and then, you know, picking them up at the end. Right when they're ready, good, and tired.
Yeah.
Well, I do remember when I went, there were so many staff members from your organization there. So that always made me feel better, just knowing that you all were around everywhere. And of course, there's a ton of parents from our neighborhood that know our kids. And so everyone's kind of watching out for each other.
Well, it's kind of like the neighborhood joke I always say to my son. I'll be like, why did you cross the street without looking? And, you know, it'd be like, one mom told me. Like, I think the mom committee is a very healthy situation where we're watching out for each other's kids.
Exactly right.
Spying, so to speak.
Well, I was on the website today before our interview, and I couldn't help but notice your extremely impressive long list of sponsorships already that you have. And I understand you're still looking for more.
Yeah, we are still accepting sponsorships that they start at $500 and go all the way up to $25,000. The VIP sponsorships start at $1,500. And the great thing about the VIP sponsorships is that not only do you have access to the park early, as I mentioned, but you also get VIP parking, which as moms, we know that parking can be a real hassle. And so we really encourage you know, those that are able to look into those different VIP sponsorship levels, and those are all on the website.
I remember the first year that I took my kids out there, and I just ran into everyone that I knew, and then I met some new friends along the way as well. Like, we just went as a family, and of course we knew people that were going out there, and we kept running into them, and it was just so fun. You know, you're waiting in line and you start meeting people, and you're like, oh, we go to the same elementary school and things like that. And to this day, I still see people that I met out at Six Flags.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest benefits of this evening, is that everywhere you turn, you see somebody that you know. Your kids look forward to it because they know all of their friends are going to be there. So you're not having to organize this trip. Everybody's going to be out there with you. So you feel safe in knowing that the kids are amongst peers and moms and dads that you're familiar with. And it's just an extremely fun night for the kids, too.
About how many kids show up?
My son started at a new school last year, and the best part about Six Flags Family Night is he put together a group of four boys, and they got to go together. They met other new friends from the school and had a great time. It was bonding for them to go on all the crazy rides together.
Well, another huge perk of this night is that because it is closed to the general public and only open to people who buy tickets directly through Children's, the lines are way shorter than normal, and especially that's another perk of the VIP, because you actually get access to the park, you know, before, as we said before, everyone else with the general admission tickets. So some of the kids literally were riding the same, you know, Mr. Freech huge rides three times in a row with no line at all. So that's like a really fun perk of this night as well.
Yeah, I just feel like anytime you can beat a line, it's totally worth the extra expense.
Yeah, my son's, you know, had the privilege of going to the VIP hour last year, and they looked at me this year and said, "Mom, do we get those special wristbands again this year?" That was so awesome.
And for some of the younger kids in the neighborhood, Bugs Bunny Land is open as well, and that's super fun because my little ones talk me into going on some of those rides where otherwise I would not. And they have a great time, and they see their little preschool friends, and then as soon as they're tired, we get in the car and feel like we've done it all.
Do you all end up having dinner there? I'm just curious about the food, et cetera.
Well, that's another perk of the VIP is that they've got a full dinner spread. So if you get your VIP tickets, then you can come early and eat and drink and be merry while the kids are heading out to ride the roller coasters.
So so when I first moved here, it was a little intimidating to be in the neighborhood. Like, it's hard to meet people and friends because everybody's known each other, like you guys said, when you go there. So let's say you're speaking to a new mom out there who's just moved to the Park Cities and is bringing her kids to this event. What are some tips, and how can she organize it so that she is also a part of a group?
I think that's a great question. All of us are involved in different activities with our kids. So some ways you might reach out and connect would be with the room mom. You know, there's emails for your children's class. Reach out and see if there are any other families that are headed out there. Sports teams, you know, everybody has a group chat with their sports teams. Throw it out there and say, "Hey, you guys, I'm thinking about going. Is anyone else going to be there? Let's connect. Let's meet up at Mr. Freeze at 6:30 p.m. You could work with other moms while you're waiting on your daughter's dance class. You know, any of these activities that your children are involved in, those are families that are also likely to be at family night.
Mm-hmm. What about carpooling? I know you said if you have the VIP parking, that's awesome. But what about if you don't do that? Can you carpool and just park one car?
Yes, of course. You can carpool and park one car. You can purchase a regular parking pass when you purchase your tickets. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as many people as can fit in your car can go under that one parking pass.
You know what I think would be fun, and I haven't taken this yet, is that Fetty, that big rideshare van. Have you all taken it?
I haven't taken it, but someone actually mentioned that to me last year, and I think that's a great idea.
My daughter took it constantly her senior year, and I just see it all over the neighborhood, and it looks so fun. You could just pack on a few families and just have a great old time.
I love that idea.
Another good tip on your way to family night for any family is we load up a cooler in the car. We order a pizza for the road. And so if there is any traffic, my kids are happy. They're resting a little bit before a big night out.
Can I be your kid?
Yes.
I like the way you work with me.
She's a fetty.
One thing I also wanted to mention is that we have an honorary patient family. And this year, the honorary patient is R.H. Barnett, who actually happens to be my nephew, who has cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. So that's really special to me. And his mom, Jessica Barnett, and his sisters, Clarity Ruth and Dot Barnett. So it's really neat to have them involved because they utilize children's services all the time, and children's has been amazing support for their family. And then we also have honorary co-chairs, which are Chris and Liz Young and their family. And I think most people in Dallas are very familiar with the Youngs after the Rangers World Series win this fall. Mm-hmm. So they're amazing. They're super involved in children's, and we're just so thankful to have their support of this night as well.
So this has been a long-standing event, right?
Yes, it has been going on for 56 years, and actually some of us as co-chairs remember going, growing up in elementary and middle school, and it was always such a special night for us even back then.
So how do we get tickets?
I'm glad you asked. You can log on to go online at give.childrens.com and purchase sponsorships and individual tickets through there. And we really hope to see you on April 5th.
Well, this is so exciting, and we have some really exciting news, and that is we are going to be doing a giveaway.
For tickets. So, guys, tune in, go to the website, and, you know, maybe you win a ticket.
And as always, I will include a link for you all to go to their website to get tickets and for sponsorships.
So, thank you, ladies, for being on. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you guys April 5th.
Thanks.
Don't forget to go to give.childrens.com.
That's been another episode of The Bubble Lounge. I'm Martha Jackson.
And I'm Nellie Sciuto, and we'll catch you next time.